You know, there are things that Terrell did the last few seasons in Detroit that are very compatible, or, you know, what we do. And for him to kind of shape it now and our defense in his hands and with the rest of the coaches that way. So obviously when you take over a similar situation than I did years ago from when I left Pittsburgh, that you inherit some coaches and scheme and players. And so we kind of adjust the coach a little bit more so the players don't have to take necessarily a sideways step too much, you know, that we can keep pushing forward with their, you know, their knowledge, but a different way to do things in some ways and define them. And obviously we got to do them better, and that's important. So.
Coach Austin, welcome to Cincinnati. So like Coach was saying, the more similarities than differences probably with language. I guess, you know, there's going to be language to step through. But when you're coaching the coaches, is that a big factor is kind of deciding how much carryover and how much new and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, it always is. I think the first thing you do when you come in, you look at how they call things, how you do things. What's really more comfortable for the player, because really it's more about them than it is about us, and it's easy for us to learn. But if you got guys that have been in it, we like to try to keep things as similar as possible terminology-wise, because that makes people comfortable, coaches and players. But there'll be some changes. There's going to be changes in terms of how you maybe call a few things, but it won't be an overhaul.
Your opinion on Vontez Burfict? As a player, and here's a guy that understands football. I mean, you know, he's a football savant kind of guy. Do you are excited about the opportunity to work with him?
Absolutely. I haven't watched all the tape from last year to give you an honest opinion. I just know he's a good ball player from following him around the league. And you know, we'll have some cross film at time, and you watch how he plays and the passion he plays with. And I'm excited to work with him.
Coach, Jim Lazarski, Cincinnati Choir. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Similar as the Coach Lewis, what were you looking for as you started this process, either coordinator or find a head coaching job?
Well, I think, like Marvin says, you want to get somewhere where you I think you have an opportunity to win. You don't have to overhaul things. I think when we came to, I'll just put it, when we went to Detroit, I was coming out of Baltimore based out of an underfront, and then we went there and they had a 4-3 front, and we had a lot of good players. And so what I did was adapted what we did. Tried to use the players to the best of their ability, and so we had a really successful that first year. We went in there, was really, really, really strong, just trying to do what they were doing, but try to do it better. And so I think that's what, you know, when you start looking at places, I think that's one thing you want to do. You don't want to go in where you have to overhaul the system. You got to get all different types of players and try to change everything around. So I think this will be a pretty smooth transition moving forward, and have an opportunity to help these guys get better.
You guys have a lot of common denominators, Pittsburgh, growing up in Pittsburgh, but then the Baltimore common denominator. So obviously that schematic was similar, you know, in theory, in both instances when you were part of Super Bowl champions. Was that an attraction?
They made some revision, obviously, since I've been in Baltimore. I mean, it's been a long time, and they made more of a transition. In fact, the year I left, they wanted to, Brian, to transition a little bit more to 3-4 type principles, ironically, that, you know, I've been in the NFL for 27 years now, and I've coached 4 years in the 3-4. But spent 23 years in the 4-3 now. But it is amazing. But, yeah, and that's the thing, that there's some similarities, the terminology and so forth, that is carried on. You know, obviously everybody tweaks it a little bit, but there's a lot of similarities, just like we know from my time in Pittsburgh. So that way, and Terrell was actually, worked for us one summer there in Baltimore when I was there. But we've been in contact, and, you know, even prior to our game, you know, this year against Detroit, you know, told him to stay in touch. So it's just unfortunately what the profession we're in. And I'm glad it's worked out. And obviously, you know, the big thing was, you know, his opportunity to possibly become a head coach in the NFL, and going to be, you know, was waiting for that one way or another to break. And hopefully, I know that will occur in his future, and that's the exciting thing. And hopefully we have great success immediately, and he gets that opportunity, you know.
So when you were breaking down the Bengals offense, when you were preparing your defense or lines, I mean, what did you think about that? That's obviously you're approaching the defense, but you want to go to a place that has a chance to win a Super Bowl. What did you think about the Bengals offense?
Well, I thought at the time they were beat up on the offensive line. So defensively, we thought that would be an area where we could have some success. Obviously, A.J. Green, coached against him when I was in Baltimore, know what kind of player he is. Thought Andy Dalton's a fine player. The running back, Mixon, we weren't sure if he was going to play because he had been out, but we thought he had a really good running back. And the with Giovanni as a third down back and move the chains and screens and in the pass game. So we knew we'd have our work cut out for us playing. And, you know, we held up fine for a while, but then what happened is we didn't make enough stops, and they were able to move the chains. We missed some four-minute stops, and we didn't give our offense another chance to try to win the game. But to ask about the offense, I think when the offense is healthy, I think it would absolutely you have enough firepower on offense to help us. But really, when I come here, I'm concerned about our defense and making sure our defense does the right things, and our defense gives our team a chance to win. And however that is, I know there's a lot of times people make a lot of things sometimes with, well, you know, are you ranked this? Are you ranked this? All I care about is how many times can we help our offense and our team win the game? That's really what I'm most concerned about.
Joe, your defense created some turnovers this past year. The Bengals lacked in that area. Is there a mindset that you can put to a defense that does that? Is it schematics? Is it just happens when it happens?
No, I think it's like anything else in coaching. You kind of get what you emphasize. And I know for a few years, our first year we were really good. We kind of fell back a year, and then we had talked about it. We tried to emphasize it. But this past offseason, I really, really dove into making sure we emphasized it more. We ran more drills, more takeaway drills. We kept that going throughout the entire year, and I think it paid off because what our guys saw were tangible results early, and they kept building off of that. And that's why I think we were able to get as many turnovers as we did this past year.
You guys have known each other for a long time. Is this the first real opportunity where timing worked out that you thought you'd be able to work together?
Marv would never hire me before.
There was an opportunity.
I think the last time maybe might have been when he went to Florida. You know, I remember, I think there was, you know, I can't remember exactly the time, but then, yeah, but then all of a sudden, you know, he was in, you know, he got to Baltimore very quickly. And, you know, I don't like to see when they add good coaches that way. So, but, you know, it's, you know, that's part of the coaching business. You know, he was at Penn State when Coach Morton, he, you know, go back there to Penn State. So, you know, he's got a lot of ties, a lot of people that are on our staff here. And, you know, everybody was very comfortable when they heard that we had the opportunity to interview and hire him, because of everybody's comfort level with him, and they know his expertise and the kind of man he is. So that was exciting.
But the fact you get a Pittsburgh linebacker coach, that's gonna be kind of comforting.
Yeah, it has. It's good. You get a little Western PA stories, and Haz's wife is actually from the town over from me. So I kind of found that out on my interview here. I didn't know that. She knows my cousins, my dad. She knows a lot of people. I have immediate family, so it's kind of neat when you have a lot of connections. I think that's always helpful when you have connections to people, because I think the one thing about Western PA guys, we kind of see football the same. I mean, that's what we grew up with. It wasn't basketball. It wasn't baseball. Football is what we love and what we like to do. So that's always nice.
I guess the first thing you look for, coaching opportunities, is players. We talked about Montez. We've got a couple of Pro Bowl defensive line, a lot of guys in the back end. I mean, the talent, obviously the club is not there defensively.
Absolutely. I think there's good talent here. And like every year, we're going to try to add to that talent. And then, like I said, it's my job to make sure that talent performs on the field. And so I'm looking forward to working with the guys, getting them together, trying to help them reach their potential as individuals so that we can reach our potential as a team.
Coach, you've been outspoken on how the Rooney Rule has or hasn't been applied, or the spirit of it. You know, Coach Liz, you go back to the very beginnings of this. Maybe you can jump in here, too. I don't know. Like, what would it be?
Before that, but that's fine. I mean, unfortunately, but, I guess.
So I guess you interviewed for another head coaching job. You've had that opportunity, I guess, many times. Can you just talk about this past offseason and maybe kind of how you've seen this either happen or not happen in your view?
Well, I think when I made the statement about the Rooney Rule was how I felt after that particular year, which I think was maybe last year before the season. And I thought at the time there were some interviews that weren't I didn't put my best foot forward. How's that? Best way to say it. Moving forward, I mean, it's like anything. I probably didn't get any. I interviewed in Detroit, but it probably wasn't going to happen because of what happened to us as a staff. And now it's just, I think more importantly than worrying about the Rooney Rule is trying to make sure that I get my defense to play well, because then I think the other stuff will take care of itself in time. And it's like, you know, sometimes you can tell when things are good. And some of those interviews, it wasn't because the Rooney Rule, was because I didn't do very well. But other times you could tell that it was just, hey, we're going to check this box and we're going to move on. But I think moving forward, that if I have another opportunity and things work out, that I'll, you know, if I deserve to get one, I'll get one. If not, I'll move on. I'll coach the guys the best way I can and go from there.
And I think regardless of, you know, that, you know, having gone through it with Mike Zimmer, with you, et cetera, even Jay for a bit, I think the emotional involvement that it takes coaches when they have the opportunity to interview to be a head coach in the NFL, I think somewhat gets discounted, the emotion that it takes, the preparation and all those things. And there is a sense of disappointment if it doesn't work out that way. But the hard part, I think, and what the individual coaches have to do is understand every time you have that opportunity, hopefully you get better at that. And the next person is going to says, you know, that's what I'm looking for. That's exactly, frankly, what I'm looking for. And then you have that opportunity to yay or nay it your own self. And that way, because it is, it's a two-way street. So I think that's important. And I always tell coaches, you know, you go in and you do everything possible to get the job, then you make a decision whether or not you want the job, you know. But you have to do it that way or else everybody senses it and it's not right. So if you're truly, you know, involved, then jump in with both feet. If not, don't do it because of the involvement it takes emotionally and so forth and the stress, you know, and everything, the preparation, everything it takes, both you and those around you, you know. Don't put yourself through that.
Coach, you came so close in 2000, 2001, 2003, I mean, this close to getting the job. What are you able to tell guys? You know, like, what do you tell guys when
that? I think I thought pretty clear there.
But I mean, when somebody comes, you know, when you come so close.
I don't know if they come close. I come closer than you knew, basically. As I said, it's a two-way street. So, you know what I mean? It's, you know, you get it, and then you make the decision whether or not you want it or not.
Because kind of along those lines, how much did Marvin's coaching tree and Jay, Zim, you know, you, all those people, how much was that a selling point for you here?
I think the biggest selling point is you have a chance to come work with a quality person, chance to work with a quality team. And I think that's the biggest selling point. I think at some point you got to put all that other stuff, because that other stuff will take care of itself. I can't control that. And so when you have an opportunity to work with good people, good players, good teams, you have to take that chance. And that's really what I was looking for more than, hey, I can go with Marvin and possibly become a head coach. That's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is an opportunity to coach some men and get better, work with a good group of guys, and try to make them successful.
Obviously, Marvin's a big mentor. Other guys that have influenced your coaching career, are there any guys that can point to?
Well, I've been lucky. I've been around a lot of good coaches. The guy I just worked for, Jim Caldwell, is outstanding. I worked with him four places. He actually gave me my first shot as a Division I coach. At Wake Forest as a full-time coach, and he felt good enough to bring me to Detroit, and I got a ton of respect for him. Lloyd Carr, up at Michigan when I worked for Lloyd is one of the all-time greats. And one of the guys that helped me the most at getting into the pros was Ray Rhodes. When I worked with Ray Bob out at in Seattle, and it wasn't X's and O's, it wasn't anything like that. He just really did a good job in terms of preparing me how to deal with NFL players, you know, how to figure out who's with you, who's not with you, how to get them on your side, how to get the guys to play. So he really did a lot for me that way. So those are three guys off the top of my head. And there's been a lot more. I've been really fortunate in my career to have been associated with a lot of really, really good football coaches and really good people. And so I try to take what I can from everybody and use it to help me become, hopefully one day, as good a coach as a lot of those guys I mentioned.
And the official club release of your hiring, you use the word aggressive for people who may not break down Lions film or go back to even your secondaries at other places. What does that word mean to you? And then I guess how can people see that once camp starts?
Well, I think being aggressive is on defense, we're going to try to play on their side of the line of scrimmage. We're going to play without fear. We're going to play really, really physical and strong, and I guess that's what I mean by aggressive. We're not going to try to sit back and let somebody dictate what we do, and so that's what I mean with aggressive. To me, aggressive is not, you know, fighting and talking and all that other stuff. It's how you play the game, and that's what I want our people to see.